He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the June 27th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson, and we have a mixed day right now on the market. On the one hand, you've got the Dow that is being impacted by another sell-off in Boeing. Boy, I'll tell you what, they just keep finding more and more bugs there in their system. But the Dow right now down 19 points. It was up about 50 here just a few moments ago. So we've got some intraday volatility. The Dow is down 18, 19 right now to 26,517. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is up big today. Over the last couple of days, I'd say we've pretty much gained back what we lost on Tuesday. So easy come, easy go, easy go, easy come. The NASDAQ is up 50 points right now, 79.59. That's up 0.6%. And I think it's the chip stocks and others. Maybe there's a little bit of guarded optimism about the big meeting between Trump and Xi tomorrow. S&P up 11 points. It is at 29.25. Continues to creep slowly towards that 3,000, which would be a new all-time record if it can get there. And the Russell 2000 having a very good day. Small caps up 0.75% today. The Russell 2000 is at 15.29. Crude oil, wow, where did that come from? It's almost at 60 again. Down 4 cents. Amazing what a little bit of turmoil in the Middle East will do for crude oil and for all of the oil-producing countries. Gold down 960 to 1405, and we've got the 10-year this morning at 2.04%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Well, we had a little flurry of activity in the market yesterday. It pretty much dissipated. I think, you know, it's all about China. You've got Mnuchin say we're 90% there. You got Trump saying, I can't wait to slap more tariffs on those guys. And today you've got Xi saying, look, here's our terms. And the terms, one of them is Huawei has to be taken off of the black list. So I would think that makes it more difficult. If anything, I saw the odds get a little bit higher here today of a deal being made tomorrow. But it seems like the NASDAQ a little bit optimistic here with the 50-point move higher today. I have 650 B-plus or better ranked stocks in the database right now. That's a very healthy number. I have another 350 A-plus ranked momentum stocks. So I'm going to have a lot of fun going through that list today. And if I see anything that make my eyeballs pop out of my head, sometimes Paul's got to pick them up, put them back inside my head. When my eyeballs pop out, they're rolling around. And I always send out a tweet on Twitter about, wow, look at that, would you? Maybe five or six a day, something like that. I'm at Bill Gunderson on Twitter and on StockTwits, where I have some 55,000 followers hanging on every word while Paul puts my eyeballs back in. All right, well, we have news, more news again on Boeing. They have found the FAA, at least the FAA is looking a little tough, harder these days. Huh? Right. They've got their magnifying glass out now instead of just, yeah, it looks good. On Wednesday, the FAA said it found a new issue with the 737 MAX. What are we flying to Seattle?
That's what it's scheduled for.
Aren't they grounded? Do we have to wait until the grounding comes off, or Maybe we'll get one of those big giant ones with all the aisles and the movie theater and everything. I don't know.
Dreamliner?
Yes, that's what I want to fly. Well, there's a new issue with the 737, and Boeing has already admitted to it, and they must address it before the national grounding order of the 737 comes off. Boeing was down 5%, really impacting the Dow this morning. Right now, Boeing is down 2.7%. And I continue to say, and I've sent out a lot of tweets about this, Boeing's pain seems to be Airbus' gain. In fact, Paul, what's the number two ranked stock right now in the Best Stocks Now database?
Airbus.
And what's that symbol?
E-A-D-S-Y.
That is correct. And you know what? The app does not know what's going on in the world. The app does not know that two planes have gone down, killing everybody on board. The app does not know that Boeing is under severe pressure. That's all it knows is that Airbus stock is not only presenting a good value right now, but it's also full of momentum right now. And I did, that was one of the stocks. In fact, I've sent out several tweets. If you go into the app and you pull up a stock like EADSY, and if you scroll all the way down, anytime I've sent out a tweet or featured it on my radio show, it's right there, the history, the record for the Observer. And you'll see a lot of noise and commentary that I've made recently on Airbus, which is the main competitor to Boeing. And, of course, the symbol is EADSY. Well, you know, looking at the markets overnight, the big winner was Hong Kong, up 1.4%, Japan up 1.2%. And, of course, the G20 summit is in Japan, all the world leaders there. I'm sure they'll have anarchy. Have the anarchists started smashing windows yet and lighting things on fire? I'm waiting for that to happen. But Hong Kong, it was also up. So maybe there's a little bit of optimism over a potential deal. After all, this is the first time these two guys have talked in a while. There's been a big freeze, a big chill in the talks, but at least there is going to be some dialogue tomorrow. So I'm sure I'd love to be a fly on the wall at that. Now I'd have to be a Chinese-speaking fly to understand. Oh, I guess they translate it. But anyways, it should be some interesting conversation as two very hardline people sit down and talk turkey with one another. Well, let's see. We've got Mnuchin saying they're 90% on the long. It's always that last 10%, though, right? That's difficult to get across the finish line. And, of course, the latest news is that Beijing is insisting that Washington remove its ban on the sale of American technology to Huawei, and also wants the U.S. to lift all punitive tariffs. Okay, that's a big one. That's a lot to ask for. Maybe there's some middle ground. China also wants the Trump administration to drop efforts to get China to buy even more U.S. exports than Beijing said it would when the two leaders last met in December. You know, I see this guy, he comes on, he was on this morning on the Fox Business Channel. He's an American. Have you ever seen this guy, Andy Purdy? He is the chief security officer for Huawei. He's American.
Yeah.
Boy, is he slippery.
Yeah.
I've seen them pin him down, and I've seen him try to wiggle out of back doors, you know, into the technology and spying and... He's always got very weak answers.
He pivots.
Oh, man, it's something, yeah. It's, you know, it's like the kid that got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. You know, it wasn't my hand. It was my sister's hand, this kind of thing. And, you know, the latest, too, is, according to Bloomberg, that the Chinese armed forces and Huawei are, like, tied at the hip. Huawei Technologies has worked on at least 10 research projects with the Chinese armed forces personnel over the past decade. And this comes from Bloomberg. The information was gathered by looking at publicly available research papers whose authors were identified as Huawei employees. So apparently the information that Huawei gets goes right to the Chinese armed forces. All right, so not quite as bad as Facebook, but or I guess a little worse than Facebook. Anyways, that is on the table tomorrow. How did the debate last night? I'll tell you what the best proxy that I know of as far as who the market thinks will win the next election when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code Mike G.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, one of the tweets I sent out yesterday, the healthcare sector is a very, very, very good proxy for what the market is thinking about the possible outcome, the likely outcome, I guess, of the next presidential election. And if you look at IYH, if you look at a one-year chart and you go back to early April of this year, IYH tanked. You remember that, Paul, when all those, every HMO, United Healthcare, WellCare, Aetna, all of them.
I remember.
Were just getting smashed. Yeah. And that was pretty much on Bernie Medicare for All talk. And then they started to rebound when I guess people started to say, well, what are the chances of Bernie winning anyways? This is, you know, his, as Biden, I think, probably entered the race and kind of decreased the chances of a Bernie presidency. And then, of course, yesterday I saw a big spill in the healthcare sector once again. It's made up a lot of ground since its original Bernie burn. And it's come back, and then it had a big sell-off yesterday, and I tweeted, I said, you know what, I think it's probably in advance of the Democratic debate tonight, where many of them will be talking about Medicare, health care for all, and doing away with private health insurance. And I guess what, they had them raise their hands, only 2 out of 10 would totally get rid of, who were the two that would totally get rid of the private health care? Was it?
It was Warren.
Elizabeth Warren.
Who was the other one?
Probably the guy from New York, the mayor of New York, yeah. De Blasio.
I think that's it.
So my other theory is, you know, yesterday, all of a sudden, Elizabeth Warren is leading, according to one poll, that was a And it was a Media Matters poll. She's polling at 38%. And that's another reason why I think that the healthcare sector sold off yesterday when that poll came out. And today you're getting a little bit of a rebound, 0.7% in the healthcare sector. There's two things you could read into that. One would be that there was nobody on the stage last night, that the market thinks can beat Trump. That could be one theory. The other theory would be that at least 8 of the 10 on the stage last night wouldn't get rid of private health care. So anyways, that health care sector is fun to watch as a barometer and as an indicator and as a proxy for what the market is thinking about the upcoming election. You know, usually the market is right. But the market right now is pretty much undecided, bouncing around all over the place, at least if you watch the healthcare sector. Well, there's a couple economic reports today. That was another big item of discussion last night, was the U.S. economy. And there were many that said that the U.S. economy not working for the masses, only for the 1%. Well, the initial jobless claims come in today, 227,000. So at least the jobs market, people have jobs. There's plenty of jobs out there. And that continues to show up in initial jobless claims. That's also one of the little tributaries that flows into the economy that we watch all the time. As we start to head into a recession, those initial jobless claims are going to start to tick up. They're going to start laying people off as things get tough. I can remember back in 08 and 09, I remember seeing like 500, 600,000, oh, yeah. All right, per week. And by contrast, we're currently at 227,000. We've been under 300,000 for the last 10 years. So at least that one indicator continues to point to a very, very healthy current economy, which could be, I mean, the economy could be, it's definitely one of the top three factors in the election, and some would say it's the number one factor in the upcoming election. GDP growth first quarter of this year, 3.1%. That's the final number. No more revisions upwards or downwards. It's set. It was 3.1%. Now, that's important because the second quarter of 2019 ends Friday, tomorrow. And that's when, I guess I don't know if the government counts it until the first, but the stock market tomorrow is the last day for stocks for the second quarter of 2000. The halfway point of the year will be reached tomorrow in the markets. And right now that consensus for GDP growth is somewhere in the high 1% or low 2% area. And of course that continues to not show any signs of a recession out there on the horizon of the U.S. economy. Well, first, the news was good for Boeing this morning. Boeing was starting to see improvement. A survey conducted by UBS said that there is some improvement in sentiment around consumers' willingness to fly on a 737 MAX. That was before the FAA news came out and said, well, look, let's do that same survey after this latest news that they've got more problems.
Right.
All of a sudden, it can take a nosedive without any warning. That's not a good deal, man. We do have a merger today, a buyout in the healthcare sector. You know, I've been watching that WageWorks, okay? WageWorks. What was WageWorks ranked? Let's look up that stock in the Best Stocks Now app. WAGE. They are being bought out. That stock was ranked, you know what? It was 562 here recently. But it had a good, strong chart. It's been in a very healthy uptrend. That company is being bought out by Health Equity, HQY, in a deal valued at $2 billion. You know, that's the second big deal. Was it Monday that Allergan was taken out by AbbVie? And so there's some deal-making here going on in the medical sector. Another tweet I sent out yesterday, I put about 27 Bs, Bitcoin. I use the ETF GBTC as a proxy. Look at that move, parabolic move on GBTC yesterday. Have you ever been to Cape Canaveral and watched a liftoff?
I saw a SpaceX launch once.
Oh my gosh. That yesterday, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, which has $2.6 billion in it, this thing has been as high as $38 a share, and it's been as low as $1 per share. All right. Right now it's at $14.77. But yesterday it just blasted off. Today it's down 13.5%. What do I think of Bitcoin? I just continue to avoid it at all costs. Man, I've got a couple of really good stocks to talk about here today, along with some bond offerings. You know, we're looking for a few more for our bond portfolio. These have got some pretty good yields. Let's at least look at them when we come back. And there's always FANG news. This is Bill Gunderson
when
and Paul
Coles. You lose power for a whole day due to a storm. It can seem endless, but there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, awaiting a Supreme Court decision on the census. That's whether or not they can ask them if they're documented or undocumented, I think, Paul.
Yeah.
And, well, of course, in the search for genealogy in our ancestors, the census has been very helpful in finding, you find some interesting things from those censuses from the past. Okay, Bitcoin went parabolic yesterday. Today, not so much. Down 13%. It's a wild ride. You know, here's my problem. I'm just kind of a mathematician guy. I like things that are tangible that I can sink my teeth into. I made the argument in an article that I wrote for Seeking Alpha that was published yesterday, comparing two stocks, AT&T, Microsoft, and Microsoft obviously has the inferior dividend yield. It's only 1.3%. AT&T has a 6.3% dividend yield, and I made the argument, well, you know what, even with the dividend, over the last 5 years, people have lost money in AT&T, and with the smaller dividend at Microsoft, they've killed the returns of AT&T because capital appreciation, and I don't know why that retirees... When you look at the returns of the market over the years, 90% of the returns of the market come from capital appreciation. Dividends are a very small part of it. And way too many people chase dividends. You know what? I've seen so many dividend payers that have actually delivered total returns. I'm just a mathematician. That's all. Total. You can't argue with numbers. Have delivered negative returns. You've lost your money. It's all you got to do is say, if I would have put 100 grand into AT&T 5 years ago, it's worth about 95,000 now. Okay, that's the total return. That's including your dividends. And an investment in Microsoft has like doubled over the last 5 years. That's pretty hard to argue with that logic, yet people do it all the time. I have 86 comments on that article so far. I don't even read the comments, but if you want to look at my reasoning and my logic, that article is on Seeking Alpha. It's called Retirees Beware of High Dividends. Bayer. Would you buy Bayer? Aren't they Monsanto? Aren't they the?
They I won't have that even, liability, yeah.
Would you use, like, I've got some weeds in my backyard. There's no way I'm going to use Roundup.
No.
There ain't no way I'm going to go to Home Depot and buy Roundup after even the innuendo that you could die from cancer. I can't believe that Bayer bought Monsanto. And I can't believe that a big private equity firm like Elliott Advisors is taking a big stake in Bayer. It just seems to me that that liability is, it's unlimited. The liability with Roundup and Bayer owning Roundup, to me, I wonder what Roundup sales have done over the last couple of years. Well, that's kind of a shocking story to me that they're They invested $1.1 billion into Bayer, which has all of this liability. You know, we looked at Ford bonds. They had a good yield, didn't they? Ford is...
decent.
But Ford is looking to juice their earnings here. And the problem that we had is from a best stocks now standpoint, Ford...
Not quite there.
Is not quite there, and it's very, obviously, it's very cyclical.
Right.
It's not a consistent growth company. It's currently ranked number 978 out of 5,148. So I would also say, in addition to not chasing yield, don't chase coupons, right? Coupon rate. I've seen a lot of these. So look here's an example. Here's a company called Hannon Armstrong Sustainable Infrastructure Capital, HASI, okay? This is a company that is $1.7 billion. It's just almost a micro cap. We'll call it, we'll give it the benefit of the doubt. We'll call it a small cap. Now, the coupon yield, when I saw this, I said, you know, this is one we maybe ought to look at. The coupon yield is 5.25%. And now I see it's a private offering, so we couldn't get it anyways. But HASI, here's the test that it has to pass. It's ranked number 1,441 out of 5,148. That tells me that it's been a mediocre stock. Why would a mediocre stock have a fantastic bond? Don't they kind of go hand in hand? Mediocre stock equals, and it shows up in the interest rate, which is 5.25. Then I noticed another one here. WIBO is got a public offering for $800 million, only 3.5%. This is a Chinese company, very, very high risk. Weibo is a $10 billion company that's been hitting new 52-week lows. Would you give them money at 3.5%? There's no way. So I'm just saying, you know, you've got to do the same kind of research into an individual bond that you would into an individual stock. And therein lies my problem with bond funds. There's two reasons I don't like bond funds. Bond funds pretty much ebb and flow with interest rates. You don't own those individual bonds. You can't hold them to maturity. You're at the total mercy of the interest rate environment. And a bond fund will have a lot of really inferior product in there trying to juice the yield of the bond fund to get people to get sucked into it, or a bond index. I would rather own 10 to 12 very highly scrutinized, hand-picked bonds as opposed to a bond fund. Okay, couple of stocks. FANG, there's always FANG news. I see that Loop Capital, we hear a lot about them. Well, they're in the news all the time. Okay, yeah. They're bigger than us?
A little bit.
Probably a lot bigger. That's all right. You know what? I'll take on the big guys. Loop has a $2,380 price target on Amazon. You think they're loopy? No, I don't think they're loopy. I have a price target well above that, but mine is a 5-year price target. Amazon is currently trading at $1,906 per share. Loop Capital says it's worth $2,380. They have a buy rating, and I would agree with them. You know what? I'm usually in agreement. We seem to be simpatico. Loop's out of Chicago, right?
That's right.
Somewhere?
No, it's next to the Board of Trade.
Now, Piper Jaffray, they like Netflix, which is the N in FANG. And I also like Netflix.
It's our best performing bond, too.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You gave away one of our bonds.
Oh, we talked about
it
before.
But yeah. And you've got to pick the right bond because they have a lot of bond offerings, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but Netflix, you're right, is one of the bonds in our bond fund. I don't think Netflix is going away. I think that bond will be there when it comes time to redeem it and get back your initial principal, and that's paying a very juicy dividend along the way. Piper Jaffray has a $440 price target on Netflix. It's at $368 right now. That is significant upside potential that Piper Jaffray sees. You know what I think? I agree.
Mm, yeah.
I agree with Piper Jaffray. Now, Netflix has been in a sideways trend since January of this year. And I think because of the competition coming along, Disney especially, probably the biggest impact was Disney coming out and all the Disney content. They're going to hoard that over there at the Disney Channel. I think that was a big blow to Netflix, but I would agree with Piper Jaffray. Netflix has significant upside potential. Okay, a couple of maybe terminal stocks before we get to the featured stocks of the day. Rite Aid. Oh, that thing is ridden with debt. They missed earnings. They haven't made any money in years. It's a micro-cap company. Their Q1 loss more than doubles versus a year ago. And believe it or not, the stock is up 1.8%. The other one that could be terminal here is Pier 1 Imports. Sounds like a freighter ran into that pier last night. Man, they are really reeling. Pier 1 barely hanging on. That stock is down 11% after they did a 1-for-20 reverse split here recently. Oh, otherwise it'd be 37 cents per share. I call it terminal. When we come back, how about best stocks now?
Professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I've got two stocks here on my mind to hear in just a second. Well, you know, Seattle is coming up on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, July the 30th, July 31st, August the 1st, and we will be in Bellevue at the Embassy Suites Hotel, home of the free breakfast. That's why I like going to Embassy Suites right after the show. If there's anything left, you know, usually by then all the sausage are gone, just the oatmeal's left. But anyways, we'll be at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Bellevue. And 1 hour appointments, almost gone, almost booked. And boy, we're like four. We could add another day if we have to. All right. And you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. And then get ready, Minnesota will be coming your way to St. Paul, Minneapolis. Area. We don't have the exact date and time yet, but we usually stay at that Mall of the Americas. Like that. Mall of America. That's someone corrected me on that. It's a big one. And the Harmon Killebrew Boulevard and the home plate of the original Twins Stadium is there in the mall. It's a fun place to go. Maybe, Josh, you can get some time off. You'll be back in school by then, but you know, maybe you jump on a plane and join us there in Minnesota. It's a good time. We have our featured stock. Well, first I want to mention AMD, which I continue to like. I continue to buy pullbacks in AMD. And it looks like I am not the only one who is bullish on AMD, which is Intel's major competitor and actually has had the upper hand now on Intel for quite some time. They seem to be getting more wins than losses in their battles with each other over on the AMD side of the field. And right now, who is it that upgraded AMD today? I've got to get that article. There it is right there. AMD is, who likes it? It is, there it is. Where did it go? There it is. Wedbush Securities starts AMD as a bull. Wedbush starts AMD at outperform $35 target price. They like it. Analyst Matthew Bryson says AMD's reemergence, boy, I'll say that, in CPUs and to a smaller extent in GPUs is one of the likely major shifts in both the PC and data center markets. He expects more modest GPU benefits from transition to leading TSMC nodes. Okay, now the featured stock of the day is going to be Planet Fitness, which is a small cap. There was news on it today. I own it in my ultra growth portfolio. Raymond James starts coverage on Planet Fitness with an outperform. They're citing Bill Gunderson's app. No, they're not. Importantly, we believe Planet's differentiated business model. How are they different from the other gyms? I don't know.
They serve pizza.
Well, that's not good.
I know.
Well, you know what? Then you have to work out, I guess. I don't know. They serve pizza at Planet Fitness?
Yeah, occasionally.
Gosh, weird. My last gym just had protein shakes with steroids in them. And compelling unit economics prove advantageous. All right. Black card membership, that's another thing. Rising royalty rates serve as key growth catalyst. They like it. $80 price target on Planet Fitness. It's having a good day, PLNT. Small caps are having a good day. Planet is a small cap. $7 billion market cap out of Hampton, New Hampshire. That's where they're headed next. Well, they're first headed to Iowa, okay? And then they go to New Hampshire. And then they come here, South Carolina.
The candidates.
You know what? I have watched it all my life, going way back to Lyndon Johnson, Barry Goldwater, Richard Nixon, John Kennedy. You know, it's just a fascinating thing. I've always really enjoyed politics, current events, world leaders, all kinds of things, global events. Well, Planet Fitness is in New Hampshire. It's a $73 stock. Over the last 5 years, it's been growing by 35% per year. That's their earnings. And they now have 1,742 fitness centers, including one around us.
Mm, yeah.
Is it across the bridge in West Ashley, or do we have
one? It's on Long Point Road.
We have one
across from Bell Hall.
Okay, then we have one in Mount Pleasant, and there's one across the river in West. So two of them are right here. Yeah. Within 10 miles of us, Planet Fitness. It's currently ranked number 163 out of 5,148. And, of course, that ranking is based on two things. Valuation. The stock currently checks in with the Gunderson value grade of A. 100% upside potential. That means it has the potential to double over the next 5 years. And listen to this. Over the last 3 years, listen to this alpha and momentum. 73% per year returns. What was AT&T? Negative. Over the last 3 years, Planet Fitness, 73% per year return average. No guarantees going forward. While the market's delivered only 13.3. And over the last 12 months, Planet Fitness, PLNT, is up 78% while the market's up 7%. Boy, do I like momentum. Boy, do I like alpha. That's why I write for Seeking Alpha. I have a new article out today warning and giving an example of how the inferior dividend yield in most cases is superior to the big fat dividend yield. The reason why companies pay big fat dividend yields is either the stock is low and that sent the dividend yield higher, or the company is not growing anymore and they can't make any purchases, they can't grow, so they pay a big fat dividend. Where on the other hand, a company that's paying 2.5% probably still has earnings growth. I want earnings growth and the dividend. You can check out my article on seekingalpha.com. If you'd like to get the newsletter, I'll be working on it tomorrow, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.